You see, these manifestations in the day in which they came created the hope, fulfillment of the hopes and dreams of the time. Hence, they were heavens. Heavens for that day. The seven spheres are the uniting of the heavens and seeing them as a spiritual journey. And once we capture that idea of progressive, not only of revelations and religions, but they create the pathway for our own souls. The world needs to know this, that they need to find the seven by beginning the first one, which is the search for the other six. So the beginning is an attitude. The first heaven is an attitude, the proper attitude of openness and hope. The other six are the actual stages once you've found it, once you recognize that you go then from recognition to obedience, to flight in the spirit, to wisdom of divine unity, to wonderment of selflessness, to the joy of guidance. This is the path of our souls. And we need to understand this. And we need to open the hearts and minds of those who are a part of the outward forms of these revelations and inform them to the beauty of their own faith and how it fits in the journey of all peoples and all souls. Hence, I believe this is a very important key piece of the revelation of Baha'u'llah, that it's now time for us to be aware of it. Why now? Look at what's happening. These are the religions that are out there killing each other in the field of battle today. These are the religions that are center stage on planet Earth. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Not setting the proper example for those who are the descendants of Abraham. Not the proper setting for those who claim to know the God of oneness. And we Baha'is are called to straighten out the matter, to show the straight path, to show the inner meaning, so that all can rejoice together. God loves us. God's been guiding us. And now God wants to unite us. And then the final one.
To pure souls, flight from this world of dust is the means of attaining the kingdom of spheres. By spheres is not meant this infinite space. Nay, is the divine world and the invisible realm.
Here we get a clear understanding from Abdu'l-Bahá what is meant by spheres.
I'd like to just ask a question. You mentioned, you earlier related the Abrahamic stage, the spirit of oneness with declaration. And I guess I wanted to ask you to elaborate on how that indicates that, you know, when you declare as a Baha'i, that's just the beginning. Like, that's no attainment of anything whatsoever.
Well, no, and, it's an attainment of the first heaven.
So see? That it's the beginning of
a journey.
Almost two-thirds of the journey.
Yes, you see, this is one of the things that happens in all religions. We come to recognition, and we think that we've come to the end. Baha'u'llah actually makes a reference that when we recognize the spirit of rebirth, when we recognize the spirit and power of God as it was revealed by Jesus Christ, the first heavenly abode of the four heavenly abodes, and that gets into a little bit of a language problem, because they're all heavens. But there's a higher heaven. There's a invisible heavens and the visible heavens, so to speak. Now, when we recognize that the spirit of oneness is a way our heart sees everything coming together into a single. Now, Abraham revealed that instead of there being multitudes of gods, which the peoples of the earth believed in, he saw there was only one source of all things. Immediately, it unites all reality when you believe there's only one God who created everything. There's not the God of the sun and the God of the moon and the God of war. No, it's all comes from a single source. What today our modern advanced way is not only there's only one God, but there's only one humanity. That itself now is a new perspective from which we must see all things. And that there's only one truth, though there's been multitude of manifestations and religions, that in their essence, there's only one essential truth. The God of justice, the God of mercy, the God of compassion, the God of truth, etc., etc. And all peoples, our hearts were created to recognize this beautiful truth, this beautiful unity of truth. But it's never been expressed quite in religion as much as it is today. So when we recognize Baha'u'llah, what are we recognizing? We're recognizing the beauty of this truth. And our hearts respond, and we're willing, out of faith, to make a commitment. But I would suggest to you, in the beginning, it starts out as a belief. We haven't tested it yet. It's a belief. When we're asked to obey, that's the next step that more or less solidifies. Do we really believe? Or do we just think we believe? You see, if you really believe, you'll take the action that goes with it. But then there comes a time where not only because you've obeyed, but because you see meaning and purpose for yourself individually in a commitment to become a spiritually centered, focused, single-minded to the will of God. And that's taking flight in the spirit. And that's what Christ came to introduce. And that's why that's a key piece when we stop always looking at things that we can see quite clearly, you might say, with our mental agility, our reason, i.e. there it is in the book. But now what is the implications of that writing in the book? How does that apply to my life? And how am I going to see the invisible path that I'm to journey on? That's why Christ came with a very personal message of a personal relationship with your Lord, a very personal journey, and where He becomes the Lord of your life, not you. And I want to bring this back to remembrance. Some people live in a world where they have their job, their career, their family, their hobbies, their religion, their entertainment. In other words, their religion is one of many aspects of their life. Christ came to tell us that's not good enough. He didn't say it was wrong. He's saying that's good, but you must go farther and make a decision to take flight in the Spirit. And He said it this way, and still true today, take no thought for what you eat or what you put on. He was saying don't get caught up in the normal things of life to this extent that you forget what you're really about. Seek ye first, prioritize the kingdom, the spiritual realms, because you're a spirit, temporarily housed in a physical world. Your real journey is eons of time as a spirit being, a very momentary, how would we say this, matrix of physical life. This is just the first life. And it's very short. And it's only this, that it's significant. Because you didn't get to choose who your parents were. You didn't get to choose what country you're born or what culture you are. But you are now given the opportunity to choose who you're going to be for the journey of eternity. You are deciding what manner of character and being you are going to be. It has nothing to do with what you were born in. You have the opportunity to pierce through the illusionary worlds of culture and see reality in its pure form and journey into the eons of time by your own choice. Once you leave this planet, it says, you lose free will. You can only use free will to decide who you're going to be while you're in the body. Once you're out of the body, your free will is gone. You can be affected by outside forces. But your free will is not the instrument of your growth from that time on.